role came in 1969 when he co-starred with Paul Newman in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
I'll jump first.
Nope.
And you jump first.
No, I said.
What's the matter with you? I can't swim! Why, are you crazy? The fall will probably kill you.
Redford and Newman teamed up again in 1973's The Sting, and that same year it was Redford and Barbara Streisand in The Way We Were. Redford went on to win a Best Director Oscar in 1983 for Ordinary People. Asked once about the Oscar race.
If you're talking about a race, the Oscar race, that I have no use for.
Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Robert Redford was 89 years old. This is ABC News. The CDC's independent vaccine panel will be discussing vaccines this week.
At least three of the new members have previously expressed either skepticism of vaccines or of the dangers of COVID. One, Catherine Stein, an epidemiologist and Ohio professor, is an outspoken critic of COVID vaccine mandates. In 2021, she wrote that COVID was not scary and cited the Bible to argue that people should not be afraid of contracting the virus. Stein wrote, "The Lord Jesus did not fear lepers. Not only did he heal them, but he touched them. He showed no fear, nor did he socially distance."
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. A new poll by the Washington Post and KFF finds one in six parents have either delayed or now skipped some of the standard vaccines for children. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel.
That creates these unfortunate gaps in immunization coverage, which we know can leave kids vulnerable and possibly cause an outbreak if we don't have that protection.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman for 98Q Country. Another contender has entered the Democratic primary for governor. That's State Senator Kelda Royce. Savannah Tomeosin has more.
Royce first entered Wisconsin politics more than 15 years ago. She served two terms in the Assembly and was elected to the State Senate in 2021. In office, she's championed women's health care rights, criminal justice reform, and fixing income inequality. This is not her first time running for governor. Roy's first attempt was in 2018. So far, she's up against Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. That's on the Democratic side. Two Republicans have declared their candidacy, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and businessman Bill Berrien. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Civic Media News for 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. With the onset of the football season, there's going to be lots of games, some tailgating, and probably a bit of trash talk about visiting teams. However, talking honestly about the impacts of gambling on our communities can be tough. That's why the Wisconsin Department of Health Services believes it's time to get real, get informed, and get help if you need it. You can learn more at dhs.wisconsin.gov/disease/gambling-disorder. Tomorrow, Wednesday, September 17th, you're invited over to the Park Falls Farmers Market at Christ's Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. At the market, you'll find locally grown raspberries, apples, cucumbers, a variety of winter squash, pie pumpkins and carving pumpkins, eggplant, kale, beets, zucchini, a variety of garlic, and herbs, alongside many, many other vegetables and products, including baked goods. And remember, there is only 5 weeks left for the market. So be sure to use your WIC and Senior Market coupons. October 15th is the last day. Most vendors accept Quest cards, EBT, WIC, and Senior Market coupons. The Park Falls Farmers Market LLC is a member of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce and therefore also accepts Chamber Bucks. And they have partnered with Aspires and the Fruit and Vegetable Prescription Program. Remember, produce and products sold at the market must be or are grown or processed in Price County or the neighboring counties of Taylor, Sawyer, Ashland, Oneida Vilas, or Iron. Eat healthy, shop local, and meet the people who produce your food. All at the Park Falls Farmers Market, taking place tomorrow, Wednesday, September 17th, over at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 in Park Falls from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. An estimated 28.8 million Americans will experience an eating disorder in their lifetime. Melissa Kay has more.
An estimated 28.8 million Americans will experience an eating disorder in their lifetime. Despite how commonly they occur, disordered eating patterns are often misunderstood and stigmatized. Taylor Young is a clinical therapist with Aspirus Health. She said the pressures to meet societal standards of body image can be overwhelming.
Health and weight are not connected as much as a lot of society believes they are.
Eating disorders do not discriminate and can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, or background.
Both men and women, boys and girls, people of all ages, all gender identities, all racial backgrounds.
Young says early intervention is the key to preventing long-term complications.
Noticing changes in eating patterns is a really big early indicator.
She said open, judgment-free conversations can encourage individuals to seek the support they need. You can start by talking with your primary care doctor who can connect you with the right specialists.
A team of individuals who is trained and used to working with people with eating disorders is really important to get a comprehensive treatment plan.
Recovery from an eating disorder is possible with the right support.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Managua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. It's truck month, and right now qualified buyers get 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500s. Or choose up to $8,000 off with factory incentives and Mark's Managua Chevrolet discount. Don't wait. Offer ends September 30th at Managua Chevrolet and Highway 51 South or at ManaquaCars.com.
The Badgers back in Madison. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Wisconsin Badgers home this Saturday against the Maryland Terrapins. Wisconsin now 2-1 after their loss in Alabama over the weekend. Baseball. Yesterday we told you Brewers manager Pat Murphy read a letter he said was from Bob Uecker to the team after they clinched the spot in the playoffs. Turns out it was another practical joke. Murphy now clarifies he wrote the letter all along. Not Bob.
And it's just a way to honor the man, you know, and kind of put together some words that the players could resonate with, you know, things that he was about, because he's a big part of this thing. And I thought it would be a nice gesture to keep him involved. We brought the picture of him celebrating with us. And, you know, it was really about honoring him. And, nobody believed in their right mind that, you know, he could produce a letter like that at this time, but his spirit is with us.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, the Butternut girls volleyball team traveled to Mellon last night. The JV falling 25-15 and 25-18. The Mellon varsity team defeated Butternut 25-22, 25-12, and 25-20. Butternut now 8-9, 1-1 conference. Next in action on Thursday, when the JV will host Shawamigan at 5:20. That'll be followed by a varsity contest against Mercer following the JV contest. Lots of action today. The Shawamigan cross-country team, all levels, will travel to Stratford. Should be a good afternoon for that today. The 7th and 8th grade football team of Shawamigan will hit the road at Athens, and the Shawamigan volleyball team, the varsity, will play host to Rib Lake today. Actually, there's a girls JV 2 JV and a varsity match going on today. The Phillips tennis team will travel to Stevens Point Pacelli for a 4:30 start time this afternoon. 7th and 8th grade Phillips football team travels to Managua Hazelhurst Lake Tomahawk MHLT today. The 7th and 8th grade volleyball team, I should say, all levels, will travel to take on Prentice. They'll travel to take on Prentice. That'll be today, and the football team of Phillips Middle School, they'll host Flambeau. That'll be a 5 o'clock start time this afternoon, and the Prentice cross-country team going to head down to Stratford, all levels, for a cross-country match today. And the volleyball team of Prentice, we mentioned, hosting Phillips, good rivalry game with JV2 at 5:30, and the varsity at 7 o'clock tonight.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The 2025 hook and line season for sturgeon is now open and runs through Tuesday, September 30th here in the Badger State. More details about the season when we return, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers that the 2025 hook and line season for lake sturgeon remains open on certain waters through September 30th. You can find a list of those water bodies at dnr.wisconsin.gov and then search lake sturgeon. Anglers are reminded that only one sturgeon with a minimum length measurement of 60 inches may be harvested during the season. A hook and line sturgeon tag is not required if an angler plans to release the sturgeon they catch during the open season. Note that some sturgeon may be tagged near the dorsal fin. The DNR asks anglers to leave that tag attached to the fish if they release it. The tags provide the DNR with information about movement and growth of lake sturgeon. If you do catch a tagged sturgeon, submit the following information to the county fisheries biologist to help the DNR with future management practices. Let them know where the fish was caught, the date of the catch, tag number, color and material composition of the tag, and overall fish length. And remember, leave the tag attached if you release the fish. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 83 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at only about 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 61. Tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Party all nighter from South Carolina, a bad mama jammer from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick, juicy Georgia peach with a thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall, brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born. She's country. Hell raising sugar when the sun goes down. Mama taught her how to rip up the town. Honey dripping honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flipping kind of trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess. Crazy mother trucker. Undercover lover. Thick southern drawl. Sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From her cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Nothing but country.
job, but your girl does it one time now.
Everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, "You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything." Now we might have been better off or on the bigger house if Daddy'd done more giving in or a little more backing down, but we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say, "You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything." I know that things are different than they were in Daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really hasn't changed. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
That's hot.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
I feel like a lady.
Feel rich on minimum wage.
And it was good knowing you.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
The last call, long neck. I was searching. I've been hurt real bad.
fishing poles. So baby, fill that cooler full of something cold. Don't ask, just pack and we'll hit the road running, honey. What do you say? I got just enough money and just enough gas. So pick a place on the map we can get to fast. Where the white sandy beach meets water like glass. And if the tide carries us away, baby, we'll run with it. Won't think about it too much. Baby, let's just go with it. Get out of this ordinary everyday rut. And if we get swept away by one of those perfect days when the sun is sinking low at dusk and wind up a little deeper in love, baby, let's roll with it. We get so caught up in catching up, trying to pay the rent, trying to make a buck. That don't leave much time for us. Ain't life too short for that? So open up that bag of pigskin you bought at the Exxon station the last time we stopped. And you can kick back, baby, and dance in your socks on a windshield to some radio rock. And we'll roll with it. Won't think about it too much. Baby, let's just go with it. Get out of this ordinary everyday rut. If we get swept away by one of those perfect days when the sun is sinking low at dusk and wind up a little deeper in love, baby, we'll roll with it. Won't think about it too much. Sometimes you gotta go with it. Get out of this ordinary everyday rut. It won't be no thing if it starts to rain and we have to wait it out in the truck. Might wind up a little deeper in love. So baby, let's roll with it. Baby, let's roll with it. Baby, we'll roll with it.
All right, Easton Carbonaire at 98Q Country. Our birthdays to come in just a moment. If you got one, 715-762-3221. I almost forgot. We're doing a Brewer ticket giveaway today because I was looking at our Brewer tickets we have left for the rest of the year. And we have a couple of tickets for Thursday night's game. If that works for you or maybe someone you know could use a couple of tickets for Thursday's Brewer game, we are giving away a pair today. All you have to do is text us the keyword playoffs. Playoffs. PLAYOFFS, playoffs. If you could use two tickets for Thursday night's Brewer game, go ahead, text us that keyword through the free Civic Media app, and we'll put you in for a drawing. We'll announce that, we'll text that winner right away tomorrow morning so we can get the tickets to you and get you off to AmFam Field. Whether you use them or a friend or relative or whatever, you just can't sell them, but they're all digital, so we can forward them the ticket. So if that works for you sometime today, playoffs, if you know someone who could use them, maybe communicate with them. And sometime today, just text us the word playoffs, all one word, PLAYOFFS. And this might be, I think this is the final pair we're going to have. I might have another pair, but I'm not sure. But this will probably be the final pair. So if you want to, if you can do the Thursday Brewer game, text us, keyword playoffs, sometime today, Civic Media app, free Android, iPhone, tab on 98Q, playoffs, PLAYOFFS. And we'll give you a shot to win those. Announce it tomorrow morning. Birthdays, anniversaries. We'll get to those in just a moment here. Give us a shout if you got someone at 715-762-3221. Let's get you updated twice an hour. News and sports.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. ABC News confirming that Hollywood icon Robert Redford has died. ABC's Michelle Franzen has a look back on his life.
Robert Redford's breakthrough role came in 1969 when he co-starred with Paul Newman in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
I'll jump first. No. And you jump first.
No, I said.
What's the matter with you?
I can't swim!
Why, are you crazy? The fall will probably kill you.
Redford and Newman teamed up again in 1973's The Sting, and that same year it was Redford and Barbara Streisand in The Way We Were. Redford went on to win a Best Director Oscar in 1983 for Ordinary People. Asked once about the Oscar race.
If you're talking about a race, the Oscar race, that I have no use for.
Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Robert Redford was 89 years old. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Remember, just because we're starting to get into a little bit of fall weather, the threat of mosquitoes and, as a consequence, West Nile virus has not passed yet. Remember, people contract West Nile virus through bites from infected mosquitoes, and it is not spread from person to person. Mosquitoes get the virus from feeding on infected birds, although concerns for the virus will decrease as we head into fall. Remember, it will take a hard frost with temperatures reaching below 28 degrees for at least 4 consecutive hours to end mosquitoes' activity. So until then, have your bug spray handy and try to avoid mosquitoes as much as you can, even though they do seem to be everywhere that we want to be. Wednesday, September 17th, that is tomorrow, over in Phillips from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., it's the Price County Clean Sweep. Household hazardous waste will be accepted at the Phillips City Hall in the parking lot next to the Price County Normal Building. Hazardous household waste does include oil-based paints, solvents, pesticides, antifreeze, cell phones, flammables, and much more. A small fee is required for fluorescent and high-density light bulbs, oil filters, and some electronics. Please note that latex paint, alkaline batteries, and tires will not be accepted. And neither will furniture, ballast, plastic, or cardboard. If you have questions regarding electronics or appliances, you can call North Central Recyclers, LLC at 715-322-4043. And if you have questions regarding household and hazardous waste, you can call Northwest Regional Planning Commission at 715-635-2197. Once again, this is taking place tomorrow, Wednesday, September 17th, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. over at the Phillips City Hall. Healthcare costs in Wisconsin are among the highest in the country. Wisconsin employers are voicing their concerns. Melissa Kay has the story.
Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce surveyed businesses in the state, and 88% of employers predict their healthcare costs will increase even more this year. Scott Manley is WMC's Executive Vice President of Government Relations. He stated, "These costs are not only a competitive disadvantage as they dip into employee compensation, investment opportunities, and more, but they also hurt Wisconsin families." When asked what state government could do to help businesses, 41% of respondents answered, "Make healthcare more affordable." Wisconsin's healthcare costs are among the fifth highest in the nation.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Badgers back in Madison. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers home this Saturday against the Maryland Terrapins. Wisconsin now 2-1 after their loss in Alabama over the weekend. Baseball, yesterday we told you Brewers manager Pat Murphy read a letter he said was from Bob Uecker to the team after they clinched the spot in the playoffs. Turns out it was another practical joke. Murphy now clarifies he wrote the letter all along. Not Bob.
And it's just a way to honor the man, you know, and kind of put together some words that the players could resonate with, you know, things that he was about, because he's a big part of this thing. And I thought it would be a nice gesture to keep him involved. We brought the picture of him celebrating with us. And, you know, it was really about honoring him. And, nobody believed in their right mind that, you know, he could produce a letter like that at this time, but his spirit is with us.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Hi,
it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a home and auto bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Way's month by getting involved. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
All right, we're giving away a pair of Brewer tickets again for Thursday's game. If you or maybe even someone you know who's down closer to Milwaukee can use those Thursday, we really want to fill those two seats. It'll give you a chance to win. Just text us the keyword playoffs. And you got all day today, so if you want to get a hold of your nephew or grandkid or whatever and say, hey, could you use two tickets for the Brewer game Thursday? If it's true, then you enter. So playoffs, P-L-A-Y-O-F-F-S, sometime today, playoffs. Text that to us through the Civic Media app, free on your Android or iPhone, and we'll give you a chance to win birthdays. If you're celebrating here on this Tuesday, the 16th of September, you share your day with rising country star Connor Smith, who is 25 today. Nick Jonas, the singer and actor, has had musical success, of course, with the Jonas Brothers. He is 33 today. Ian Harding, the actor from Pretty Little Liars, is 39 today. Amy Poehler, the actress from Baby Mama, Saturday Night Live, and many other movies, she's 54 today. Mark Anthony, Puerto Rican singer, actor, was married to Jennifer Lopez at one point, divorced now. Mark Anthony is 56 today. Molly Shannon, superstar. She's from Saturday Night Live, was on there from 1995 to 2001. She had, it was just a bizarre character she had I don't know, how would you describe her? The cheerleader who was overly ecstatic and she would put her hands in her armpits and just, it was just awkward. It was just awkward. But she's funny. Molly Shannon is 61, superstar. Terry McBride, McBride and the Ride, and also frequent Brooks and Dunn songwriter, 67 for Terry McBride today. Jennifer Tilly, she got a Best Supporting Actress nomination in 1995 for Bullets Over Broadway. Has done a lot since 67 for Jennifer Tilly today. David Copperfield. I think modern day people, when they think about magicians or if someone tries to do a magic trick, I think the phrase that someone would say, you know, who you think you are, David Copperfield? I think that's a pretty common one when you think of famous magicians. He would be the one. His real name is David Kotkin, K-O-T-K-I-N, David Copperfield, the magician, 69 today. Mark McEwen, the rock radio host, became a TV personality on CBS This Morning, 71 today. Mickey Rourke, he was nominated for a Best Actor Oscar, and he won a Golden Globe in 2009 for his comeback movie called The Wrestler, and his resume includes many other movies like Sin City and Barfly. 75 for Mickey Rourke today. David Bellamy, 75, part of the Bellamy Boys, of course. He and his older brother Howard, number one in 1976 with Let Your Love Flow. 2 years earlier, the Florida native co-wrote the song Spiders and Snakes for Jim Stafford, too. David Bellamy is 75, one half of the Bellamy Boys. Ed Begley Jr., the actor from TV's St. Elsewhere and others, is 76 today. Peter Falk, we'll forever know him as Columbo. He did a lot of other stuff, too, but Mr. Columbo, 1927, he was born, passed in 2011. B.B. King, the Memphis blues legend, enjoyed his biggest pop success with a 1970 single called The Thrill Is Gone. Born on this day, 1925, B.B. King passed in 2015. Lauren Bacall, best known as for her performance with her husband Humphrey Bogart in the 1940s film To Have and Have Not. Was also in The Big Sleep, Dark Passage, Key Largo. Lauren Bacall, real name is Betty Joan Persky. Lauren Bacall, born on this day, 1924, passed in 2014. And Alan Funt, Mr. Candid Camera himself. Is that, would you consider Alan Funt, maybe some do, the beginning of reality radio, of reality TV? Maybe reality radio, too. But it really was one of the first shows that went out in public and just caught people in real life. It was good. He was good. And then, of course, it kind of progressed into Funniest Home Videos and other stuff, too. I was always kind of awkward with the shows that made people feel foolish on camera. Maybe to an extent, but some... some were all right, but there are some that go a little bit too far, and they definitely go too far nowadays. But the original Alan Funt was usually pretty good, and he was famous for interviewing kids on TV, too, and bringing out the personality. So Alan Funt, Mr. Candid Camera, born on this day, 1914. He passed in 1999.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 83 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at only about 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 61. Tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
98Q Country.
She looked so much like a lady, but she was so much like a child. A devil when she held me close, an angel when she smiled. She always held it deep inside, but somehow I always knew. She'd go away when the grass turned green and the sky turned baby blue. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies. Like a breath of spring she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. She brought colors to my life that my eyes had never touched. When she taught me how to care, I never cared so much. I try not to think of her, but I fall asleep and do, and drift off where the grass is green and the sky is baby blue. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies. Like a breath of spring she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies. Like a breath of spring she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies. Baby
station.
The man made a ball.
98Q Country.
Redneck.
Around here, don't listen to the Beatles run. Old Bo Cephas threw a jukebox needle at the honky tonk where they boot stomp all night. What?
That's right.
Yeah, and what they call work, a digging in the dirt. Gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down to get paid to get the girl in your four wheel drive. Yeah, the boys around here drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks. Running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Shoot a back, a shoot a back, a shoot a back, a spit. Oh, heck. Well, the boys round here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie. No, I'm not in Kentucky, but these girls round here, yeah, they still love me. Yeah, the girls round here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that yawling southern drawling. Just can't help it because they just keep falling for the boys round here. Drinking that ice cold beer. Talking about girls, talking about drugs. Shoot a back and spin.
Let's ride through the countryside. Let's ride down to the riverside.
Hey now girl, hop inside. Me and you gonna take a little ride to the river. Is the only sound we out of town. Have you ever got down with a
red.
Do you wanna get down with a
red.
Girl, you gotta get down with the boys round here. Drinking that ice cold beer. Talking about girls, talking about trucks. Running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The don't take no lip. Shoot a back, a shoot a back, a shoot a back. I'm one of them boys around here drinking that ice.
Blake Shelton there, 98Q Country. At 8:46, it's time to talk a little bit about your money. And we've got Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Consultants to do just that. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Joel. How are you?
We're doing fine. Enjoying the last few blasts of warmth. We know what's coming.
Absolutely. I know we talked about fall last week and probably the week before. Now we're back to summer for a short time at least.
Yeah, that's northern Wisconsin. Beautiful day yesterday, though.
Absolutely.
All right, we got some good news today for seniors 65 and over. There was a recent announcement made, and we're going to get people information. So if you are 65 plus, listen up, right, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. As you mentioned, there's been some news out there and we've certainly gotten some questions about it. So I thought it'd be a good thing to talk about and explaining the new senior deduction.
All right. Great news. All right. Let's give it to them.
So yeah, beginning in 2025, seniors can take advantage of a new $6,000 tax deduction that may help them cover the rising costs of housing, health care, and daily living by potentially allowing more of their income to remain untaxed. The deduction was part of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act enacted in July of this year and will be available through 2028. So First, I want to talk about the eligibility rules. Taxpayers who are 65 or older by the end of the tax year and have a modified adjusted gross income of less than $75,000 may claim the $6,000 above the line deduction. Know that the deduction gradually phases out for single filers with a modified adjusted gross income between $75,000 and $175,000. And if you file single and make over $175,000 in a year, you're not able to take advantage of the tax credit or okay. tax deduction, excuse me.
Okay.
Know that if you're married, taxpayers age 65 or older, and you have a combined modified adjusted gross income of less than $150,000 and filing a joint tax return, know that you can claim a total of $12,000. So each spouse, when you're filing jointly, can take advantage of that $6,000 per person, as long as you're both over age 65, of course.
Okay.
Know that the deduction phases out at $150,000 and is completely eliminated when a couple's modified adjusted gross income is $250,000 or more.
All right.
And then second, claiming the deduction, know that for qualified taxpayers, this new deduction can be stacked on top of the standard deduction. For 2025, the standard deduction amount is $15,750 for a single individual and $31,500 for married couples filing jointly. Additionally, individuals age 65 and older get an additional bump in their standard deduction in the form of an extra $2,000 deduction. Know that it's $1,600 per qualifying individual when you're filing jointly. When you add all this together, this means that for 2025, an eligible individual can deduct up to $23,750 total, while qualified married couples can deduct up to $46,700. And know that because it is a above-the-line deduction, it is available to taxpayers who itemize and those who do not itemize deductions on their returns. The deduction phases out at a rate of 6% of income, exceeding the income thresholds.
Okay.
A big question that we get, Joel, is how does this impact Social Security? And although this deduction reduces taxable income, know that it does not directly change the manner in which Social Security benefits are taxed. Benefits remain taxable if the taxpayer's adjusted gross income, tax-exempt interest income, and half of the taxpayer's Social Security income exceed $25,000 if you filed single, or $32,000 if you filed jointly. However, the higher deduction may reduce combined income enough to keep a taxpayer below these thresholds, depending on income sources and amounts. So the big thing there, Joel, is it doesn't change the formula at all for Social Security. But again, that higher deduction may reduce your income enough to keep you below certain thresholds.
All right. And this is something that's in effect when they file taxes this coming 2026 for the 25 year, right?
Correct. Yep. That is correct. Yep. So it was signed in July, but it will be able to take advantage this coming year when you're filing for 2025.
Okay. And I would assume if someone's filing a tax return married jointly, I would assume if one person's over 65 and one's under, they only get the one. Would that be correct?
Yep, that is absolutely correct. Yep, so it's you hit the nail on the right perfectly, Joel. If one person is over 65, they can take advantage of a $6,000 deduction. If both spouses are over 65, then they can take advantage of two $6,000 deductions, yeah. or a total, yeah, of $12,000.
Nice. And just to be clear, I mean, it's a $6,000 tax credit, but that doesn't mean they're getting a check for $6,000. That just means that their taxable income will come down by that much, correct?
Correct. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, that is absolutely, absolutely correct.
Our politicians would never like to put something out there that sounds better than it is, but it is still good news, right? I mean, it's still good.
Right. Absolutely. And it's a big, it can be a very nice planning tool over the next couple of years, depending on someone's situation, as every situation is different, but there are certainly some things that we can take advantage of, some planning opportunities over the next couple of years, because again, it is set to expire after 2028. That is, of course, unless Congress extends that, which obviously we don't know right now. But it is certainly a good planning opportunity to, again, take advantage of the $6,000 deduction.
A little more money in the pocket after taxes. That's good for our seniors. All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, as always, if folks have any questions about that or any part of their financial planning, Matt, they can always sit down with you. You're in Phillips, Hawkins, Medford. Can do it over the phone if they like, but face-to-face across the table, free initial consultation. How can they get a hold of you there if they have any questions, Matt?
Yeah, so our phone number is 715-748-3231.
Okay.
Our website also is www.pioneer-financial.net. There is a contact us button on there that you can send us a message that way as well. And we certainly respond to messages that way as well.
All right. You bring good news today, Matt. That's awesome. All right.
Absolutely.
It's not always good. There's always, anytime we say changes in the tax thing, we're always usually talking about, oh, do we want to hear about this?
Right.
All right. Good news. Matt, always.
Some good news today.
Yeah.
It's always good news on a nice, beautiful day.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Matt, always good to talk to you. Thank you so much. We'll chat with you next Tuesday again.
All right, awesome. Thank you, Joel.
You bet. Matthew Krieger, Pioneer Financial Consultants. He joins us each Tuesday morning, 8:45, to talk about all different aspects of your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Len Stonkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Summer is winding down and the fall hunting seasons are fast approaching. Bader Sports Center is your one-stop destination for everything you need to get out in the field this fall. Whether you're after small game, waterfowl, turkey, or deer, or all of them, make sure you're ready with a stop at Bader Sports Center in Phillips. From ammunition and firearms to bows, arrows, and broadheads to clothing and boots, Bader's has it all. Bader's wishes all hunters a safe, enjoyable, and successful hunting season. Bader's Sports Center, Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwest. Woods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmannerwy.com. That's parkmannerwy.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway, and now is the time to get your vehicle into Wheelway. Some rough winter months ahead here, Pete, and you got some great savings to get that car running good, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the 3985 oil change. We have many discounts off tires, wheel alignment. Make sure you call us. Set your appointment today.
All right, and they need some new tires, Pete, going through that snow drift. I bet you guys could help them out too, right?
Absolutely. We have many discounts off tires. Make sure you give us a call and take advantage of those discounts today.
They can call. That's the best way to do to get that service appointment set up, right, Pete?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Ice, snow, all that fun stuff, Pete. It's coming. The car needs to be ready to go, and that's what you guys do, right?
Absolutely. You want to make sure you have a roadworthy, reliable vehicle. We do a 60-point inspection test and many other inspections to make sure your car is roadworthy and reliable for this winter.
762-2467, Wheelway, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Give them a call and get your car serviced and ready for winter.
98Q Country.
I'm a little bit crazy. You could call me insane. Walking around with all these whispers running around here in my brain. I just can't help but hear them. Man, I can't avoid it. I hear voices. I hear voices like my dad saying, work that job, but don't work your life away. Mama telling me to drop some cash in the offering plate on Sunday. And Granddad saying you can have a few, but don't ever cross that line. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Turns out I'm pretty dang lucky for all that good advice. Those hard-to-find words of wisdom hold up here in my mind. And just when I've lost my way, or I've got too many choices, I hear voices. I hear voices like my dad saying, quit that team and you'll be a quitter for the rest of your life. And mama telling me to say a prayer every time I lay down at night. And Grandma saying, if you find the one, you better treat her right. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Sometimes I try to ignore them, but I thank God for them. They made me who I am.